Shalom to all! Today's office is your Shalom Yidaf Mem, and we are starting Lamed Tes Amud Beis about 5 lines off from the bottom with the words Nischei Rachel Ma, and the answer is office on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, a little bit into the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing a different Nisachim that the person would have to bring, and he comes with his money, pays for a token, brings it to another person, and then receives a Nisachim that he needs. So the question is Nischei Rachel Ma, what about if he's bringing a Rachel, which is a ewe, a fully grown female sheep? What type of token does he get? So the Gemara answers, from that which we learned on Amud Aleph, that the token of Gedi services the following Nesachim. For Tzayin, which is sheep and goats, Gedayim Uketanim, large and small, male and female. So a Dharma that tells us, Nischei Rachel k'Nischei Gedi, that the Nesachim of a Rachel, of a ewe, of a fully grown female sheep, that's the same Nesachim of the token Gedi. Now, where do we get this from? That's because Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Kacha Yasa L'Shar Ha'echad, Oyla Ayla Ha'echad, Oyla Seb K'Savim, Oy Be'izim. And now we're going to explain this Pasuk piece by piece. Mem Amud Aleph on the top, Magas teaches, Shaloi Chalak Be'in Nischei Egel and Nischei Shar, that there's no difference between the Nesachim of an Egel and a Shar. Egel is a calf, that's a young bull, and a Shar is a fully grown bull. Now, Shai Bedin, you would think the following. Ben Atzayin Tan Nesachim, son of Tzayin, meaning a young Tzayin needs Nesachim, and young Bakar needs Nesachim. Im Atzayin Shechalak Bein Nischei Keves L'Nischei Ayel, and since we found that there's a difference between the Nesachim of a Keves and Ayel, as we know, one of the tokens is for Ayel, that's called Zachar, that's for an Ayel, so L'Kach Nachlak Bein Nischei Egel and Nischei Shar. I might think there should be a differentiation between the Nesachim of a young calf and a fully grown bull. And that's why Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Kache Yasa L'Shar Ha'echad Magen, that teaches Shaloi Chalak Bein Nischei Egel and Nischei Shar. There's no difference between the Nesachim of an Egel and a Shar. It's the same exact Nesachim. We continue. The Pasuk says, Oil Ayel Lama Nemar. What's that teaching us? Shahayi B'din, I would think as follows. Imatzonu Shechalak Bein Nischei Ben Shana L'Nischei Ben Shnasayim. This is, I find there's a difference between the Nesachim, between a Tzayin that's within its first year and it's in its second year. L'Kach Nachlak Bein Nischei Shtayim L'Nischei Shalosh. I should perhaps make a differentiation between the Nesachim of one which is 2 years old and 3 years old. Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Oilo Ayel Ha'echad, and that tells us that once it reaches 2 years of life, it has the same exact Nesachim. We continue explaining, the Pasuk says, Oilo Sebek Savim, Laman Emar, what's that teaching us? And once again, we say, Shahi Bedin, one would think as follows, since we find there's a difference between the Nesachim of a Keves, a sheep, and Ayel, which is Reim, it's fully grown, Lakach Nachlag Ben Nischei Kivsel and Nischei Rachel, so too, I would think to make a difference between the Nesachim of a young female sheep and an older, a fully grown female sheep, that's a Rachel, that's a ewe, Talmud Lomer, that's what the Pasuk says, Oyla Sebek Savim, telling us that when we're dealing with female sheep, it's the same exact Nesachim. And lastly, when the Pasuk says, Oyba Izim, Laman Amar, what's that teaching us? Then it says, Shai Bedin, we would say that, Imatzonu Shechalak Ben Nischei Keves L'Nischei Ayel, since there's a difference between the Nesachim of a young sheep and a grown ram, Lakach Nachlak Ben Nischei Gedi L'Nischei Tayesh, so too I should make a difference between the Nesachim of a young goat and an older goat, a Tayesh is a fully grown goat, Talmud Lomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Oyba Izim, Hekesh Katan Shebe Izim L'Gadol Shebe Tiyashim, that's a hekesh, a comparison between the youngest or the smallest of goats to the oldest of the grown ones. Mazeb shloshes lugin, avzeb shloshes lugin. Just like this uses 3 lugin of oil, so too the other one does, and there's no difference. Now, lastly, the Mishnah had said, "Rishem ayom kasav v'chulu," that the name of the day was written on the token. So if somebody found it, he can't reuse it a different day. Ask the Gemara, why not? Haga atzmacha, think about it for yourself. Shizivi goyse yom, he's going to pair it up with that day. If he finds it on a Thursday, so it's a Thursday token, he's just going to wait till next Thursday and use it next Thursday. So you're not saving yourself anything. The Gemara answers, no. Shame Mishmar Hayakasav Olav. It also had the name of the Mishmar. We know there's 24 Mishmars of Kahuna. They rotated 1 week at a time. And so that means that if he found the token that said Thursday and it had the name of the Mishmar on it, he would have to wait all the way a half a year until that Mishmar came back to the base of Mikdash and he's going to have to show up on Thursday in order to be able to use it. Ask the Gemara, that's still not good enough because Hagahatz Macha, think about it for yourself. Shizivig Oysa Mishmar. So he's going to wait till that Mishmar comes and then he'll use it. The Gemara answers, Shem Hayoim, Shem Shabbos, Shem Chaydesh, Hayakasav Alayin, the name of the day, the name of the week, and the name of the month was also written on it, and Afila Zavig, Einu Matzla Zavig, it's extremely difficult to be able to find that Mishmar and that day and that week and that month, and that prevents any Ramos, any cheating. And we want to Allah, the Mishnah tells us as follows, Shtela Shachas Hayu Mikdash, there were 2 chambers in the base of Mikdash, there was really many chambers, but these are the 2 that we're talking about, Achas Lishkas Hashayin, Vachas Lishkas HaKelim. One was called Lishkas Hashayin, that literally means the room of quiet or of secretiveness, and one of them was Lishkav Kelim of different vessels. Lishkas Hashayin, what was this for? Yirei Chet Nosan Soichab Hashayin, people who feared sin, they would put money, tzedakah money, inside quietly, secretively. And vaniim bnei tayvim, anim from good families, mesparsim mitoicha b'chashoi, they would be able to get parnas from it in secret and quiet. It was very discreet. People wouldn't know about it, and this was a beautiful way to give tzedakah. Now lishkas hakelim, what was this lishka for? Kol mishu misnadiv kli. Anyone who wanted to donate a kli to the base of mikdash, it could be a little serving spoon, maybe it was a fancy vase of sorts. Zarka l'soichay, they would throw it inside. Once every 30 days, hagizbarim paschanai saw, the gizbarim would open up this room home, a kli that they found a use for the Bet HaKabayis, they would leave it there, Bashar, all the other kelim they didn't need, nimkaren, they would be sold, money would go to the room for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what was done with it. Now the Gemara discusses tzedakah, Rav Bar Idi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Havu Parnasin, they were gabay tzedakah, Vavin Yavin, Rav Chama, Avid Rav Yishaya, dinner, they would give money to Rav Chama, the father of Yishaya, Memo Beis on top, Vahu Yav Leil Chayronin, and he would give it to other people who were too embarrassed to take directly from the gabay tzedakah. Similarly, Rav Zachariah, Chassanin, Rav Levi, Rav Zachariah, the son-in-law of Rav Levi, Hayu Hakom Elizin Olav, everyone would laugh at him and make fun of him, Amrin, they said, Deloy Tzarech, that he doesn't need, Vahu Nasa, but he takes tzedakah anyway, and Min Didamech, when he died, Batkun, they checked, Vashkun, they found the Havu Mafag Leil Chayronin, that he was really giving it to others, and he wasn't keeping it for himself. Now, Rav Chanina Rav Papa, have a maflig mitzvah b'leilya. Rav Chanina Rav Papa, he went out to do this mitzvah of giving tzedakah at nighttime. And Chadzman, one time, Paga Bey Rabba in Deruchaya, he met the head of the Shadim. And Amrlei, the head of the Shadim, told him, Loikein Alfan Rebbe, wasn't this taught? Loi Sasik Vloriacha, this is really a pasuk that says, you're not encroaching on the border of your friend. This is not only a physical border of a field, it also has to do with business, let's say. If your friend's a butcher, you can't open up a shop right next to him. And the head of the Shadim was telling him that the nighttime was given for Shadim to roam around freely. You're not allowed to be walking around at night doing what you're doing. So Amalei responded to him, V'loi king save, doesn't pasuk say, Matan b'seser yich pa'af, the one who gives discreetly, that's going to cover over anger, so you can't touch me. And v'hava mistafi minei, he was scared of him, v'ark min kumai, and the head of the shadim ran away from him. And Arbi Yonah says, Ashrei noisel adal in kosov kan. It doesn't say in the pasuk, praiseworthy is the one who gives to the poor. El, it says, Ashrei maskil eldal. Praiseworthy is the one who uses seichel, he uses wisdom and cunningness with the poor. Zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah heichel asoysa. This is a person who looks at the mitzvah, he tries to use his seichel, how to give tzedakah the best way possible. When he saw Ben Taivim, a person from Chashev family who lost his possessions and he didn't have any money, he would tell him, Bini, my son, because I heard that a Yerusha came to you, fell to you from a different place, why don't you take some money now and you'll pay me back later when you got that Yerusha? And once the person took the money, he would tell him, Matana, you know, you just keep it as a gift. And that's a wonderful way of being able to give tzedakah without embarrassing the person. And Aruch Yehbar Adah, he says, Is have a sabin be'amenon. There were elderly people in our days. Manda have a yoav loin, mibain reishas l'tsuma rabba, have a nasbin. Whoever gave the money, tzedakah money, in between reishas at the beginning of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah, and tsuma rabba, which is Yom Kippur, so they would take that money. Whereas min basar kain, if they gave money after Yom Kippur, lo have a nasbin, they wouldn't take it. Amrin, they explained, the shasan garban, our year is by us. After Yom Kippur, our fate is sealed of how much money we're supposed to be making, so we're not going to take tzedakah money from you. It's only in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where it was written on Rosh Hashanah, but it's not signed until Yom Kippur. We don't know what the story is, then we'll take tzedakah from you. More about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and here the importance of how to give it properly. Nechemiah Eshichin, Paga by Yerushalmi Echad, Nechemiah Eshichin, he was encountered by a certain Yerushalmi. Amar Lei, the fellow asked him, Zacha imi chad tarnagayla, please grant me a chicken. I want you to buy me a fattened hen for my meal. So Amar Lei, he told him, Heilcha timisa kupad, here take some money for kupad, which is meat, which is much cheaper. You don't need to spoil yourself by buying fattened hen. That's not something that you need, especially since you have to go around collecting for it. Take money for a little bit of meat, and that way you'll be fine. Now, Vazavan kupad, he bought some meat, Vachal, and he ate it, Umis, and he died. And so we see that really you're supposed to give the person what he needs, even though it might seem a little bit extravagant for you. Vav Tachin was crying out, Vamar, he said, Bayo Vesafdu, Laharuga Shal Nechemiah, everyone come and eulogize the one who was killed by Nechemiah. Another story similar, Nochemish Gamzu, Hayamalch Doran Lebes Chamav, Nochemish Gamzu, the famous one, he was bringing a present to his father in law's house, and Paga by Mukashchin Echad, he encountered a Mukashchin, someone who's full of boils and blisters, not one of the most pleasant personalities. And Armalay, the fellow, asked him, Zacha Imi Mamad Iskabach, please grant me that which you have with you. You have a little bit of food, I'd like to have it. I'm starving. So Armalay told him, Mixar, when I come back, I'm going to go unload my packages in my father-in-law's house. I'm going to come back, I'm going to feed you. And Chaz, when he came back, he found that he had died. So Nachmish Gamzu said as follows, for the eyes that saw you, didn't give you, Yistamion, they should become blind. And you died, the hands that didn't stretch out to give you, Yiskatan, they should be cut off. And Raglaya, the legs that didn't run to give you, Yisparan, they should be broken. Umatzekain, that's what happened. Now, Zalk, like, Rabbi Kiva went to go visit him. And Armalay, Rabbi Kiva told him, woe to me that I see you in such a state. You're blind, you're missing your hands, your legs are broken. So Mem Alpha went off on top. Amrlei Nochem Shagamzu told him, Aili She'ein Ani Rayas Chakein, woe to me that I don't see you like this. So Amrlei Rekiva told him, Mat Makalini, what are you cursing me? Amrlei Nochem Shagamzu told him, Umat Mabad B'Yisurin, what are you kicking at Yisurin? You don't want trials and tribulations, difficulties and challenges to come upon you. They're a wonderful way of cleaning you out in this world so you could be clean and clear and receive only Schar in the next world. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more Gemaras about Chesed. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.